Welcome back to Lansing Lugnuts pregame. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Sean Ochinco of the Lugnuts. Ochinco's bat has really heated up recently. Two more hits yesterday, a single and a double. Sean, any adjustments that you made?
I just been working a little more in the cages with the JT and the hitting coaches, and really trying to bear down more pitch selection than anything. And that's the name of the game, is getting a good pitch a hit, and I feel like I've done that a little better these last couple weeks.
This is your first season with the Lansing Lugnuts. Midwest League pitchers, any different from the pitchers that you faced last year?
I think they're maybe a slightly better, but I mean, I think it's somewhere around the same, because most of the good pitchers from there have moved up to this league, and I haven't really found that big a difference of comparison.
The other adjustment you had to make, you had to buy a new baseball glove. You'd play catcher and first base at LSU, and now you're playing third base here too.
Right. I mean, I played mostly catcher and first at LSU, and now they moved me at third base. I worked a lot there at Instructs and spring training, and I feel real comfortable at all three positions, and that keeps me in the lineup, and I enjoy it.
Anything that you're working on specifically defensively?
I'm working on my catching a lot, and working on my throwing to second base. I got to do some things back there, but mostly working on all positions, just trying to be well-rounded.
You were a champion at LSU and also teammates with Ryan Schimpf, who's your teammate here with the Lugnuts too. How did the two of you find out that you've been drafted by the Blue Jays?
We're actually together, and he got picked in the fifth round, and he went outside to talk on the phone. I congratulated him, and then I kind of was too nervous to stay around, so I left. And I didn't know I got picked in 11th until later on that day, and I couldn't believe it was by the Jays. And I called Schimpf, was like, "Me and you again, man." He was laughing, but it's definitely good having a teammate here.
So then, after you got picked, what was the whole time frame before you got signed?
I had 4 days at home, and then I flew right up to Auburn and played 52 games there, and then so there wasn't much break period at all.
What was the off season like for you?
I went back home to Florida, back and forth from Florida and LSU, because I worked out a lot at LSU, and that's where my family's moving now. But, I kind of flip-flopped.
You catch at first base at LSU. We talked about that. Were you always a catcher growing up, or were you other positions?
I was a catcher, third baseman, and when I got to LSU, I could hit, and they had to find a position for me. So they stuck me at first, and I ended up being pretty decent, so I kind of played there a lot. But, mostly catcher, I'd say.
You hear about the adjustment, the aluminum bat to the wooden bat. Is that a true thing that every college hitter has to account for?
Oh, for sure. I mean, the metal bat and wood bat game is totally different. I mean, you get jammed with metal, you get a hit. You get jammed with wood, you're breaking it, So it's definitely a big adjustment, smaller sweet spot. But, the good hitters, I think, can make that adjustment.
Talking to Sean Ochinco on the pregame show, the Lansing Lugnuts catcher, third baseman, first base. But slugger, I mean, that's the thing that you're getting known for right now. You're collecting your hits in bunches. And the other thing is, you hit with backspin. Tell me what that's all about.
It's just something that I've worked on since I was a young kid, of getting the right flight of the ball, hit the inside part, like a lot of the coaches say. And I've been able to do that here the last couple of weeks, and hopefully I can keep it going.
Finally, if not baseball, what would you be doing with your life?
I love to be a professional fisherman, like bass fisherman. So I like that stuff, and I really enjoy the outdoors and stuff, something like that.
Sean, thank you very much for your time.
Of course, man. Thank you. I appreciate
it. Starting lineups up next. This is Lugnuts pregame on Classic Hits 92X.
Good.